They cannot fail.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The collapse of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac would be such a nightmare for the financial markets, it's painful to consider. It appears the Federal Reserve and the government will do whatever it takes to make sure that doesn't happen. Last night, the Fed and the Treasury laid out their plan for, you got it, bailing out Fannie and Freddie if need be. Our New York Bureau Chief Amy Scott joins us. Amy, what's the strategy?
Okay, well, the Treasury Department is asking Congress to temporarily increase a line of credit that each of these companies currently has. Then the Treasury is also looking for temporary authority to buy equity in either company if needed. The Federal Reserve has also authorized the firms to borrow directly from the central bank at the discount rate that commercial banks pay. And the Treasury plans to give the Fed a role in determining how much capital Fannie and Freddie have on hand.
All right. The question we'd all like to know is, how does this affect taxpayers?
Well, yesterday, New York Senator Charles Schumer praised the plan, saying it would minimize the cost to taxpayers. This seems to be designed to boost investor confidence in the two companies without actually injecting any cash yet. But this really does take these companies from having an implicit guarantee from the government to more of an explicit one.
Well, this seems very explicit. You mentioned they're asking Congress. So what's the timeline here for getting something done?
Well, the Treasury Department hopes that this will be approved as part of a bill that's already in the works in Congress. So we could see something as soon as this week.
All right. Amy Scott in New York. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
This announcement is affecting markets everywhere. The dollar is up. Oil is down to $143 a barrel. Fannie and Freddie shares have climbed dramatically in Europe. Overall, the European markets are up close to 2%, but there were mostly small losses in Asia. Wall Street will probably see a pretty big jump right off the bat. The Dow starts off at 11,100. It fell almost 2% last week. The S&P 500 dropped 1%, and it's at 1239. The NASDAQ starts off at 2239. No doubt our man Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine has something to say about all this.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Alan, give us some background. How did we get here with Fannie and Freddie?
Part of the last batches of stuff the government did was it allowed Fannie and Freddie to buy much more in the way of mortgage-backed securities than they would otherwise have, the idea being you didn't want those prices to melt down and you wanted a buyer in the market. So these guys, who are now having problems because they're so exposed to mortgage-backed securities, went out and bought hundreds of billions of dollars more of mortgage-backed securities because of a special dispensation they got from the Treasury and the White House, which sort of told their regulator to let them do this.
That seems, in hindsight, to be a pretty stupid thing to do.
Well, hindsight is wonderful, and yeah, it is. And at the time, I said this increases the Fannie and Freddie risk. It's an intelligent gamble. It's a smart thing to do, but it really increases the risk. And by God, it has increased the risk. So I was half right, which is better, I think, than the government's been. The government's maybe been a quarter right.
Well, do you think the government has learned anything here about trying to anticipate problems instead of waiting until the horses have already left the barn?
Well, often when you anticipate, you want people to do things that are painful and they get upset because the guy who regulates Fannie and Freddie named Jim Lockhart, who I think is a very smart guy, he's been trying for 2 years now to sit on these guys and get them to put up more capital and cut back their risk. And the minute there's a problem, everybody runs and loosens the regulations on Fannie and Freddie. And mortgages that are being made to be sold to Fannie and Freddie are now something like 80% of the mortgage market. And if these guys can't buy, you're going to have an incredible mess. The lenders are going to have to make the mortgage loans and keep them.
All right. Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Thank you.
You're welcome, Scott.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivin Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thrivin.com/retirement. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about the economy at Gather.com.
Let's see, what else is making news this morning? That beer deal is going to happen. Anheuser-Busch has agreed to a buyout by InBev. Shareholders and regulators still have to approve it. InBev says it plans to use St. Louis as its North American headquarters and that all 12 North American breweries will stay open. There's a new study out this morning about middle-class people and their retirement. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
The study found that 3 out of 5 middle-class Americans retiring now will outlive their savings if they keep the same standard of living. Tom Neubig of Ernst & Young authored the report for Americans for Secure Retirement. He says many people think their expenses will drop enough when they stop working, but that's not realistic.
They know that they won't have to pay as much taxes, they won't have to be saving, they won't have work-related expenses. But this study shows that they will have to much more significantly cut back on their current standard of living.
By about 24%. And if you're retiring in 5 to 10 years, you'll have to cut back even more. Neubig says the reason we're so unprepared, fewer pensions and defined benefit plans to supplement our Social Security. Oh, well, I guess we could all just sell the country home. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
If you'd like to take the Marketplace Morning Report with you, we do have a podcast. Check out the details online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.